What do the president's policy reversals yesterday have to do with the apparent sidelining of chief strategist Steve Bannon? Philip Rucker is White House bureau chief at the Washington Post. He's on his cell phone outside the White House. And Philip, this may be palace intrigue to some, you know, fun, but it can seriously affect policies.
Well, that's a really good point. What we've seen in the last couple of weeks, and in particular with the news yesterday, is President Trump moving towards the middle, becoming less the bombastic, confrontational, blow-up Washington outsider and more of a dealmaker who's here to try to get things done and be a little more pragmatic and try to show that he can govern. And that's the influence of people like Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, who is also a senior advisor in the White House, and I would say arguably the most powerful aide in the White House right now.
Well, as you say, now those two camps, the Jared Kushner camp and the Steve Bannon camp, have devolved into opposing firing squads, is how the Washington Post puts it, firing at each other. But what are you hearing from people still in the Bannon camp? I'm thinking of Laura Ingraham, the talk show host, who sent an email.
Yeah. So, you know, the Bannon supporters make a strong case that he is the representative of the Trump movement inside the White House. What they mean by that is he's really the person trying to pull Trump towards his nationalist base to talk about that conservative populism. The problem, however, is that Bannon's standing has been severely diminished in the last few weeks, in part because he's been openly feuding with Jared Kushner, as well as, by the way, Jared's wife, Ivanka Trump, who is the president's daughter and another very influential, if informal, advisor at the White House.
We'll talk more about the divide and who's on each side. And again, you know, we have seen White Houses struggle with this before. I'm thinking of the Reagan years when Don Regan was the White House strategist, the president's strategist. He and First Lady Nancy Reagan were openly feuding at a certain point. But tell us more about this divide and if you think it's, you know, different from others that we've seen, because you've got people on Bannon's side calling people on the other side, the Kushner side, openly calling them Democrats, which, you know, a huge insult.
That's right. And what we see here is really a divide between nationalism and globalism. The Bannon side is fiercely nationalist. These are the architects of the America First ideology that President Trump laid out in his inaugural address. And what we've seen is a rising influence of the so-called globalists. These are people led by Jared Kushner, thinking about sort of pragmatism and business interests. Many of them are from New York. Other figures include Gary Cohn, who formerly was the head of Goldman Sachs, the major bank in New York, who now is the director of the National Economic Council, and he is ascendant. Gary Cohn is ascendant within the White House, and he's trying to steer the president towards a more centrist point of view. Gary Cohn, it's worth pointing out, actually is a registered Democrat.
Where does this leave Rebecca Mercer, the daughter of Robert Mercer, who's the man whose money helped lubricate Donald Trump's way into the White House? She maneuvered to have Steve Bannon come onto the campaign from her company. She has a data mining company. And they saw him as their conduit to the Oval Office. What happens there?
That's exactly right. There's perhaps no political donor more influential in the Trump campaign than Rebecca Mercer. Sources are telling us that she has become increasingly alarmed by Bannon's declining, fading standing. And so, you know, Bannon's fading fortunes are impacting not just the Mercer family, but a vast sort of infrastructure of right-wing nationalism and of sort of the anti-establishment conservative forces that are trying to influence the president.
And again, Philip Rucker, this is important because, as you say, it's, you know, which side wins and which direction does the country go in. Columnist Charles Krauthammer said last night on Fox News he thinks Bannon will stay in a limited role in the White House because you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Your thoughts on what's going to happen here?
I think that might be right. There's no indication as of now that Bannon is heading towards the exits. But that doesn't mean he's going to remain the powerful figure that we've seen him as. Trump just isn't listening to him as much as people like Kushner and Gary Cohn. And it's noteworthy that in his interview yesterday with the Wall Street Journal, President Trump said of Steve Bannon, quote, "He's just a guy who works for me." That's not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Philip Rucker, White House bureau chief for The Washington Post. Philip, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you're listening to Here and Now.